98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little FM.
Well, good morning to Siobhan, who's in Clonskey. Siobhan says that her little win is that she went to the supermarket yesterday. She forgot her vouchers, but the lady behind her gave her a spare 10 off 50.
Oh, love that.
That's a lovely
thing to do. That's so nice, yeah.
Yes, and also Orla in Harold's Cross has been on and says that her little win is that she finished a 100-day streak on Duolingo. Osquelga.
Gahanwa. 100-day streak. Fair play to you. I've never tried the Duolingo. I must give it a go. Very, very late to the party. Peter is in Blanchardstown.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win today is that I get to have Wednesday off and I get to spend it with my two girls going for coffee and breakfast. Happy Wednesday.
Delicious. Gals, breakfast is on your dad.
Enjoy that.
Here's Danny.
Morning, guys. Happy hump day. My little win is I'm looking forward to Saturday when I go to Sunrise Clubbers with Moira and then we get to dip. So it will be my first dip of the year in the Irish Sea.
Oh, Danny. Very brave.
You'd be glad to know that we have dry robes up for grabs and matchy-matchy as well.
We do. Mm-hmm. Danny, tune in after 8. AJ's in Clondalkin.
Morning, Rebecca and Brendan. Today, my little win is that I had a great confirmation weekend and I'm going to Corka Park with my school. Bye, have a great day.
Have a great day,
what
AJ.
A week.
Kian's in Dunshaughlin.
Hi, 98 FM. My little win was on Monday. My home ec class is in school. We went on a school trip to Cosy Farms and I was able to hold a baby goat and baby bunnies and then I jumped into a bog and I thought it was really fun, so yeah, thank you. Bye.
Sorry Keith, there was a lot involved in that. First of all, the idea of holding a baby goat.
Just with the little wings. You just not know what's coming.
I couldn't look the baby goat in the eyes now. Just, you know, yeah. And then jumping into a bog.
It's great crack.
How did you get home? Did you have a change of clothes, Kian? I have so many questions.
You'd be needing the wellies.
Imelda's in Dublin 10.
My little win is I'm on my way to the airport, travelling to Nashville for the next 5 days.
Imelda, have a ball. Paula is in Swords.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. Happy Wednesday. My little win is today I did my last taper run of 6.5K this morning out at 5:30, which means I am now race ready for the City Half Marathon Sunday. Yay! Have a great day.
Go on, Paula. Congratulations on all the training and the very best of luck to everyone at the weekend. Elizabeth is in Ashburn.
Mine is actually quite a big win. Me and my kids are moving back to Dublin and we have a communion next week as well, so it's going to be very, very busy.
All the celebrations,
yes!
Elizabeth. Congratulations. And here's Karen.
Good morning, guys. How are you? So my little win of today is it's payday.
Nice.
Can't complain about that. And also, I've got a barbecue planned for the weekend because I heard the weather's meant to be all right for the banker. So, yeah, that's my little win and I hope you have a really good day.
Karen. I'm obsessed with your accent.
Love it so much. Karen, enjoy the good weather, enjoy the bank holiday and enjoy treating yourself to something nice after payday.
Yeah, and enjoy the barbecue as well.
Oh.
Delicious. Thank you so much for sharing all of your little wins. So many of them.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Bad prizes.
The Nido.
And AI presenters.
98 FM.
Where else would you get it? Welcome to Matchy Matchy. If you've never heard this fabulous game, here's how it works. We give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answer is matched with either mine or Brendan's, you'll be winning all of this.
Win Nido.
An air fryer.
A curly blow dry.
A trampoline.
A butcher's voucher.
A garden trimmer.
A 150 euro fuel card.
And stay cozy and look great when you're sea swimming.
With these new Matchy Matchy dry robes.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Ooh. The list of prizes is really getting long.
Oh, yeah.
We clearly haven't had a winner for quite some time.
Clearly,
Fingers
Brendan.
Crossed that we can do it this morning. Good morning to Eva and Tommy. You're on 98 FM. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
Oh, we're good. Where are you guys this morning?
We're We are in Hartstown, Dublin 15.
Nice.
How's the weather in Hartstown this morning?
It's nice and sunny.
Brilliant.
Any nice plans for the day, guys? What are you going to do?
Well, Tommy has a day off because teacher training, so we are going to go on a little adventure. Surprise. Tommy doesn't know well.
A surprise adventure.
Yeah.
Well, Eva, you'll have to maybe share a little win with us tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Once the surprise has happened. Excellent stuff. How do you normally do when you guys play along with Matchy Matchy?
Well, Tommy got three with yourself there a few days ago, Brendan.
Oh, wow.
I usually probably get two, maybe one. Probably one, three, once in a blue moon.
Okay. Well,
same.
Same here. Eva and Tommy, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with?
Who do you want to play with, Tommy?
Brendan.
Oh, thank you, Tommy.
I'm
off to the
Sanford Blue. Brendan, enjoy that now. Right, I'm just moving. Getting me bearings here. Brendan is off to the soundproof booth and we're going to try and get a win in Matchy Matchy. Eva and Tommy, your first word this morning is you. Y-O-U.
You are.
You are. Your second word, watch.
Watch. Watch face.
Watch face. And your third word this morning, curry.
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 Curry sauce.
I'm a big fan of curry sauce. Okay, we have you are, watch face, and curry sauce. Are we locking them in?
We are.
Love it. We're locking in those answers. And we are getting Brendan back to the soundproof booth. He looks very cozy.
How are you?
How are things?
Good. There was a pair of flippers just sitting in the soundproof booth. Sorry. I don't know why.
The sea swimming, Brendan.
Yeah, that must be it, yeah.
Flippers.
Flippers.
Okay, first word.
Yes.
You. Y-O-U.
I'm going to say YouTube.
Your second word? Watch.
Watch. Watch out.
And your third word in Matchy Matchy, curry.
Oh, delicious. Curry sauce.
Brendan, have you got a Matchy Matchy this morning with Eva and Tommy in Hartstown?
Guys, I'm so sorry.
Well done, you did get curry sauce.
Did we? I was going to say curry chips.
Oh. The guys went for you are and watch face.
Watch face. Very good. Tommy, they were tough ones today. Tommy, thanks for letting me go to the soundproof booth. And Eva, have a great day. Fill us in tomorrow morning on what the surprise is. You can send in
surprise.
A little win tomorrow. We're going to send you a 90 FM goodie bag. Thank you.
Thank you,
Millie. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
I was quite happy with my answers today, actually.
YouTube was very good, Brendan.
Well, thanks. Very impressed.
And curry sauce. We love a bit of curry
sauce.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan, you're going to be talking about seals today.
I am, yeah. First, though, I spotted a bit of a mistake in America this week. They're probably glad this one's very small. King Charles, the man, not the dog, is in Washington, D.C. for a state visit at the moment.
Oh, is he?
Now, when I heard in the news that Britain is hoping it will secure its special relationship with the US, I couldn't help but play this Love Actually moment in my head.
I fear that this has become a bad relationship.
Not bad.
A relationship based on the president taking exactly what he wants and casually ignoring all those things that really matter to
Agnes Paul. Natalie.
Britain.
Isn't that mad that life is imitating art?
Life imitating
20 years later. Anyway, King Charles was on his way to Washington and officials there decorated the streets with British flags.
Yeah.
Hundreds of them hanging off lampposts near the White House office buildings, you know, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
One small problem. They were Australian flags. Now, in their defence, the Aussie flag does have a Union Jack up in the corner.
It does, yeah.
The Department of Transportation in DC said it rushed to correct the mistake just in time for King Charles's arrival.
I remember I posted something before. It was actually on the 98 FM Facebook page a couple of years ago when I used to manage the social media, and yeah. I put up a Ivory Coast flag by accident instead of the Irish one.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really know how backwards. It happened. I think I just was in a rut. You know yourself. Yeah. Fastest finger first. Well, not accurate indeed.
No. Up next, this is adorable. Adidas has launched World Cup jerseys for dogs.
Aww.
So cute. Never felt this
free before. Sorry, what's that song?
That's the official World Cup song for 2026.
Who is that?
Jelly Roll. It's called Lighter by Jelly Roll.
That's the official track.
The official.
It's no Waka World. Waka.
So I read a comment on YouTube this morning and they went, we went from Waka Waka to what the... anyway, back to the jerseys for dogs. The collection, it reworks the home shirts of Mexico, Colombia, Argentina and Japan into pet-sized kits for the first time. So the Adidas stripes go down the front legs.
Aww.
And the shirt is then cut to like fit the dog's body. Adidas says it wants fans, most loyal companions, to join the match day lineup. There's some photographs of them there for you. They are absolutely adorable.
Very, very cute.
Finally this morning, there is a new celebrity in the Bay Area of San Francisco.
A celebrity.
So do you remember the way we had Wally the Walrus a few years ago?
Do I? What? That gave us content for about a year during COVID.
Yeah, so he'd pop up all around the coast of Ireland. I think at one stage he was capsizing small boats.
Yes.
So they built him like a sea sofa.
No, he woke up. Isn't the whole thing that he was in the Netherlands or something? And he woke up in Ireland.
The iceberg.
On an iceberg, yeah. We also, of course, had Fungi as well.
We did, RIP. Yeah. Well, San Francisco is losing its mind over a gigantic sea lion so large they've named him Chonkers. Chonkers is so big.
Oh my gosh, sorry, the name Chonkers. I just Chonk as well. I love Chonk what you describe.
Chonkers is so large that he's making headlines on news around the world.
Oh.
He first popped up at Pier 39, more than a month ago. He is at least twice the size of the biggest Californian sea lion.
Wow.
Which they usually do hang around San Francisco Bay.
So he is a chonk.
He's a chonk. He's described as very mellow and not that vocal.
Okay.
Chonkers has stopped off at Pier 39 every few years on his way to somewhere else, but he usually only hangs around.
Sorry.
Hangs around.
I'm still thinking about the walrus waking up after a night out in a different country.
Chonkers normally moves on after a few days, but he's been there for over a month, making himself right at home. Now, I've watched a few videos of Chonkers.
Yeah.
So him and the other sea lions who do live there, they seem to be getting on.
Oh, that's lovely.
But to be quite honest, I think the smaller ones, they don't have any choice. I want you to picture this, right? So there's like a square wooden floating like platoon.
Yeah.
Pontoon. And say there's like maybe 12 standard size sea lions on it.
Yeah.
And then Chonkers is like, I want to get on that. And he jumps up and all 12 of them have to get off. And then he replaces the entire surface area of the 12 of them. So I just don't think...
Are locals feeding them fish?
There's a lot of people turning up to look at them, all right, yeah. Here's the sound of him getting on that large piece of wood. So they're all like... Here he goes. And they all have to jump off. It's very much like there was room on that door for both of them. In this case, there wasn't.
There wasn't, no.
Chonkers is still there this morning. A local news channel has set up a live stream.
Oh, brilliant, Brendan. Well, you'll have to give us some more updates on Chonkers.
Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
98FM's at Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, our next guest is one of Ireland's most loved food personalities, known for her honest, no-fuss approach to cooking and life. She has a massive following online, sharing comforting, real life recipes, and also for being full of the crack. And you'll be able to catch her at Wellfest at the Royal Hospital Kilmainham, known to many as Trisha's Transformation. We're now joined by Trisha Lewis. Trisha, good morning.
How are we getting on?
We're good, thanks, Trisha. How are you?
Very good, very good. So thank you for having me. I'm really excited.
Thanks for chatting with us. Come here, you're looking forward to Wellfest. What can people expect?
Okay, so I'm going to be there both days this year, which is really cool. So I'll be there the Saturday and Sunday, and I'm going to be doing cooking demos in the Well Food tent. So it'll be all about, I suppose, the main thing I want to get across is it's batch cooking, it's easy, we can lose weight, we don't need to lose flavour, and it's just a bit of crack as well. And I'm going to have a few spot prizes and, You never know what's going to happen in a live demo, to be honest. So I'm going to tell you it's a chicken curry, but whatever happens at the end, I apologise in advance.
I was just about to ask you what's on the menu, so chicken curry for sure.
Well, no, what we're going to do, kind of focus on maybe like a shredded chicken bowl, but the way I kind of want to do the recipe is we might show one way to do the chicken and you can do five or six dishes from that then.
Oh,
that's very handy. Yeah. I love as well that you say you don't have to lose flavour. That's a brilliant point.
No, and I think that's why for me, my weight loss journey at the moment is working so well, because for years I kind of did restriction and, you know, what can I take off my plate to lose weight? Whereas I kind of changed my mind maybe about 3 years ago and I decided it's nutrition by addition. What can I put on the plate? Because for me, I personally prefer volume. You know, when it comes to food, I need a kind of a bigger portion, because I'm like, well, I'm just going to secretly eat so if you're not going to let me have that. So that's what I want to focus on. And I suppose my background is I was chefing for about 20 years. So I love flavour, I love food. But, you know, sometimes as a chef, we're a bit heavy-handed with the butter and the oils. So how can I do simple swaps that are kind of realistic as well for family cooking as well?
Brilliant ideas there to help, because sometimes when you're really busy and you come home at the end of the day and you don't feel like cooking, you know, it's nice to have, you know, a go-to recipe. What is that for you?
For me, it probably is something along the lines of I normally, and like the thing is, I suppose people are busy, you know, you can have all these julienne and chopping and all these skill sets, but if it's easier for you to buy pre-chopped stuff or pre-sliced chicken, go for it, because you know, it's all about, I suppose, making it fit into your lifestyle. So for me, it probably would be chicken breast sliced up with mushrooms, onions, peppers, Cajun spices, and then I would get a pita bread, pop that into the air fryer, and then fill it up with lettuce, sauerkraut and cottage cheese as a dip, and it's just gorgeous. So it's like a deconstructed chicken kebab, but it's really tasty.
Fab. Come here, you're going to be at Wellfest alongside many other inspiring people, including Mr. Motivator. We had him on the show a couple of weeks ago, Tricia. Have you met Mr. Motivator before?
No, and I believe that's the universe's way of saying these two people have too much energy together. Maybe keep them apart. I feel like, number one, if I met him, I'd be like, oh my God, this is absolutely too class.
Yeah.
But I'd love to meet him because I think he's class.
Well, I think you will meet him at Wellfest. He is brilliant. He just spoke so inspiringly, if that's a word, on the show a few weeks ago. He's, like you say, he's a bundle of energy. I think the two of you are going to hit it off.
Fabulous. And do you know what? Wouldn't it be the coolest thing ever? The fact that I'd be in the same room as Mr. Motivator, or same field.
Yes.
It just shows that, I suppose, if anybody is listening and they want to take a first step in their journey, just go for it, because there'll never be the right time to change. And for yourself, for me, the best thing I ever did 7 years ago was to start, even though it was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life.
Yeah, imagine if you'd never posted, you know, it's so true. Yes. And we love seeing you on the telly as well, Trish, on the Today Show. You're brilliant crack, so infectious. Do you love the live TV environment?
I do. And I find that, I suppose, number one, when I do the Today Show, I have great crack with Dahi, Mar and Sinead anyway. That sometimes when the camera starts rolling, I'm like, oh no, we might as well just continue on. So what I find about the Today Show is like one big happy family. Genuinely, it's a really good environment, and it reminds me of chefing years ago. It's a big team. So I actually love the element alive, and maybe, I don't know, is that a sign of my personality that I'm like, oh, this could go so wrong, and I could say what I really want to say. But I do love it, and I love the pressure of getting the dish ready. It just kind of reminds me of what I was used to for years being a head chef.
It's so fun to watch you on that show, you know, having the crack with Dahi, him constantly trying to scare you. The video where the smoke alarm went off, Tricia, had me I couldn't breathe, I was laughing so hard. Like, it's so fun to watch.
It was. When it happened, I was like, oh, clearly this is one of these pranks. Isn't this hilarious? But then when I looked over and he was silent, I was like, oh, I've broken him, what's wrong? And he was literally getting kind of instructions in his ear, being like, no, this is real. And afterwards, I was like, God, like, how do you manage when this happens? Or like, it was the first time that has ever happened in 15 seasons. I was like,
oh, gosh.
Oh, wow. And then I was like, well, technically, you shouldn't have had a fire alarm that sensitive.
TV Gold. I'm really surprised that you haven't been offered your own cooking show yet. Is that something that you'd like to pursue?
Obviously, I suppose any opportunity that would come, I would love it. But honestly, and hand in my heart, if nothing ever changes, just me on the Today Show cooking away live, I'm genuinely so happy, because I don't know, it's just, I love it. I'd be afraid that, you know, it would be different. I'd be like, but I love this place.
Yeah.
And I suppose, like, you know, I'm quite busy with the Caminos, the fitness camps and stuff, that I'd worry, you know, do you know what? Anything, I never know what door is going to open. Mm-hmm. And when it opens, I have no problem walking in being like, okay, I'll do this.
Brilliant stuff. I love that. Tricia, we can't wait to see you at Wellfest later on this month. Where can people find you online if they're not already following you?
Amazing. So anyway, for the Wellfest, for people, 3:15 on the Saturday is my demo, and 2:55 on the Sunday. So don't go to anyone else. There's no point. Come over to me.
Yeah.
Come over to me and we'll start it out. But you can find me on, I'm on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram as Trisha's Transformation. And I love it. It's great crack.
Oh, Tricia, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And you can you can catch Tricia Lewis at Wellfest the 9th and 10th of May at the Royal Hospital Kilmainham, with tickets available at wellfest.ie.
Legends, thank you for that, guys.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.